This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Danny Meringue.
And then I went to this movie theater. This is it. I made a noise like this.
Dusty Hera.
Then this was horrible. All the people started getting sick and throwing up all over each other.
I'm beginning to like this kid, Mike.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080.
Are you okay?
The Fan.
Out of three here on Danny and Dusty on a Wednesday afternoon. Whether you're listening on 1080 AM, watching along on YouTube.com/1080AMTheFan or Twitch.tv/1080AMTheFan. We appreciate you. We love you. The Portland Trailblazers start their four-game make-or-break portion of the season. The Wizards and Raptors, the dregs of the NBA world, are done. Coming up, oh boy. Does it get fun when you're talking about competitive basketball? Tonight, the Memphis Grizzlies come into Portland without John Morant. Then they take on the Denver Nuggets, the Boston Celtics, and the Cleveland Cavaliers. What's going to be interesting here is the Blazers are 3 games out of the play-in. They are a half game out of the 8th spot in the draft lottery. If they are going to go into the play-in, they basically have to get 2 of these games. Have to. Just for the math, because Dallas and Phoenix are just going through it. It is still mathematically viable.
Well, Dallas is the one. We talked about this earlier, in that the way that their 10 days are set up in their salary cap situation, it's a very high likelihood they actually have to forfeit games.
Which is why Anthony Davis is coming back, and they'll end up taking somebody off an injured report, and they'll dress him, and he won't play.
Won't play. But they'll be playing a game with
5 or 6 guys.
Six healthy. Because you have to have 8 in order to start an NBA game.
8, quote-unquote, healthy.
Yikes.
It's going to be bad.
And look, tight rotations, nothing new, but to do it for multiple games, which is what they're going to have to do.
And it's not like they have 2 or 3 games left.
No.
They've got 14, I believe.
And they're going to have to do it with the way that the 10 days are staggered or their two-way guys are staggered.
They only have a few games left to use those guys.
They're going to have to get real, real, real tricky with the way that they have their lineup and their roster set.
And because of the league transaction cycle, they can't actually cycle somebody out of a two-way and into a one because they've already used, I believe it's a combined 60, it's 50 or 60. I can't remember what the new CBA. You can play the two-way guys. There's a limit of either 30 or 35 under the old CBA games that a two-way player could appear in. But collectively across all 3 of your 2 ways, you could get it up to 40 or 50. So basically you had to kind of pick and choose when you, and this is just making a guy active.
Yeah.
That's the thing about making somebody active. So, like a Ryan Rupert, when he's with the G League, like he was assigned down to the Remix. Doesn't count as an active guy. But Bryce McGowan's, he was active last game against the Wizards and did appear in the game. But had he not appeared in the game, it still would have counted because he was active.
Yeah. Here's the other tricky part. So Dallas has got that going for him.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough putt right there.
Yeah.
Phoenix has 13 games left.
Mm-hmm.
They have got 7 of those 13 are against the Thunder,
mm-hmm.
the Cavaliers, mm-hmm. the Celtics twice,
mm-hmm.
the Knicks, Rockets, and Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of those teams is in a battle for playoff positioning, except for
the top three.
The Thunder, Celtics, Cavs.
And Cavs. Well, Celtics, yeah. And Cavs. You put Celtics there, too. And here's the thing. Tonight, the Thunder are resting guys against the Philadelphia 76ers. Why? They own the Sixers pick top six protected. So they're trying to give the 76ers a win tonight.
They're tanking.
And here's the other thing. Do you think the Oklahoma City Thunder would like to play the Thunder? Or would like to play the Suns in as a play-in team?
Absolutely.
So why wouldn't you sit guys against them? Give them another win.
There you go.
Or do you do it to the Mavericks? You know, you look at those teams and go, how can we make these paths better for us? The one that's interesting in there is the Warriors, because they're fighting for seeding. They're trying to stay out of the play-in.
Don't you think, though, like, as far as it goes to for the play-in, you probably would want to avoid the Suns because of the sheer talent that
sure.
they have. Because in all reality, you don't want them in the mix, because whoever they're going to be playing is in all likelihood going to be either Minnesota or the Clippers, right? Because although the 9th and 10th teams get in, it really comes down to 7 and 8.
Mm-hmm.
Those two teams have got a distinct advantage to get into that first round as the 8 seed. And the Clippers last night had a hell of a win over the Cavaliers. Like, they looked actually really damn good. Kawhi Leonard looked like he hopped in the time machine last night, dropped 33 on the Cavs.
I mean, it was incredible.
It really was incredible. James Harden was in his bag, mm-hmm. doing the acrobatic stuff again. Like, it was like, damn, that Clippers team looks saucy, and they've won 4 in a row.
So it's
without Ty Lue, who's injured. Ty Lue's injured.
It's coach. That time of year. Tendinopathy, man. It's that time of year.
Even for the coaches.
But when you look at Memphis and Denver, they're fighting for playoff seeding. Very much so. Jaw is out with a hamstring tonight. I tweeted it out earlier. With Jaw out tonight, he will not play in Portland for 3 years.
Dang.
It's very dumb. But Boston and Cleveland, don't be surprised if they're resting guys. They're locked up. And it's going to be the end of trips for the most part.
Yeah.
Their West Coast swing. They'll do exactly what they did when the Blazers came out and played them.
Well, the Blazers have the Celtics and Cavaliers down the stretch, too.
That's what I'm saying. They play Memphis and Denver, who are fighting for seeding, and then you have two teams that aren't.
That's good.
That have it locked in. So you look at this and you go, do the Blazers sneak a win in here, or do they steer it into the cliff? This is kind of the make or break period for what's going to happen. Because if they're going to make the play-in, they basically have to go, 9-4 down the stretch here? And I just don't see that happening. When I do, that's a win, that's a loss. I don't really see that happening.
Well, we'll see tonight.
And that's, look, if they play tonight and they get a win, you could see them try to go for it. If they don't, I think you could probably see this thing go sideways.
We should be getting close to an injury update, right? An injury report?
Yeah, the first one probably should have already come out. I believe 2 was questionable.
I found they typically tend to do that a few minutes after my final 2:30 update.
Yeah, that is a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point. We're right around that time.
So last night, they had their still 2. But out is D.A. Jabari, who's recovered from the concussion, and then Rob. Jeremy is doubtful. I would be shocked if he played. 2 being questionable still there is interesting to say the least.
Yeah.
Interesting to say the least.
Yeah.
And then Roops is questionable, but that's because he's on assignment with the G League. And it's a matter of, like, do you call him up and give him some run tonight? Maybe.
Maybe.
And I think you could start seeing some smoke signals, as it were,
okay.
about which way things might be going over the next 4 games.
Dang. Ty Lue, intensified back pain. That's what he's out with.
That's DNP old.
Yeah, DNC. Did not coach.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Did not coach.
Did not coach. Old. Dang. Back problems, man. Life comes at you quick. Ty Lue. Sorry, man.
Reaches out and comes for you.
He's going to have that big old Phil Jackson pad that he's sitting on. That thing was... Phil Jackson used to coach on a throne.
Oh, I mean, there was probably an ego thing there, but his back was also jacked and he was huge.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why Ty Lue, he's going to have that big old throne he's sitting on. Nice soft back pad for him.
But he'll probably have to have a little footstool so his feet can touch something.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
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 So, it's a good place to be.
Allen Iverson can step right over that on the way.
They've updated the Thunder injury report for the night, and it's everyone out. They have like 7 players listed as out.
This is, I hope it doesn't happen. But I would chuckle.
If the 76ers won.
They're in the 6th pick right there, and they get the 6th pick, and OKC's like, we'll give you 6 and all of the other first round picks that we have. We want Cooper Flagg. And whoever gets number 1, if they bite on it, I would chuckle a little bit, unless it's the Blazers. Then I'd just be in hell.
Oh, God.
I would not like that.
I don't think Portland would do that.
No, I'd
be pretty shocked, knowing what I know and how they value him.
It has to be Washington. Like Washington, yeah, or Charlotte. One of those two teams where they're like, we know Cooper Flagg doesn't want to play for you.
Mm.
And we got you right here. You can have all these other picks, though. I would love it. Love it.
It's an interesting spot to be. And we'll dive into a lot of NBA prospect talk over the next 2 days up at A-Lin-A. We've got a lot of guests booked to dive into that over the next couple of days. But let's pivot to the NFL, the story of the day. The Minnesota Vikings have made their decision at quarterback, and we'll get to that next year on Danny Dusty, 10 of the Fan.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Well, one more team has hopped off the quarterback carousel. They're going to keep it in their backyard. J.J. McCarthy is the guy the Minnesota Vikings are going to roll with. They have withdrawn, as it were, from the Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes. It will be down to the Steelers and Giants.
What an opportunity.
It is now Steelers-Giants for Aaron Rodgers. We talked about this yesterday. Cam Hayward and really DK Metcalf, too.
Just make a decision, dude.
Have both said, like, we're done with the waiting game. Aaron Rodgers just needs to sign with a damn team. Right. I don't know what, and actually we know what
we
it
know
is.
What it is.
It's just he sniffs his own farts, yeah, and he thinks that this is some sort of game that he's winning when he's not. He's losing. I don't know if we've seen a guy lose so much of his reputation for not really doing anything wrong.
But just doing
everything wrong, right? Yeah. You know, like, he didn't, he's not a criminal.
No.
He's not a terrible teammate. All of his teammates are like, dude, we love Aaron when he's here, but we need him here.
Yeah, I mean, you'd listen in to McAfee with AJ, like,
They ride for him.
All those guys. There's a reason why Alan Lazard and Devontae Adams and Clay Matthews and A.J. Hawk and all those guys, all those Packers that have followed him around everywhere, because they love him.
But there's also like an element of like, well, I can see how his relationships that he has in his personal life are all strained.
Yeah.
You know, like all of his relationships in his personal life end up strained. And this is it. Like he's a extremely self-centered person. And I don't think that he would deny that. I think he's one that would be like, yeah, I am. Right. But these are the elongating these decisions and these choices.
They get worse as the talent falls off.
Oh, 100%. Because there's that sliding scale, man.
Because look, if we're talking about 34-year-old Aaron Rodgers, everybody just goes, yeah, it's whatever. Sure. Yeah. I don't care. You're talking about maybe one of the five best quarterbacks ever play the game. Sure. I don't care.
But this is
it's different
to a point where you're like, it's taking too long. You need to get in with your new team. You need to have the ability to learn the offense because wherever you go, you are running somebody else's. It isn't Aaron Rodgers bringing his own offense.
No.
It's not, I'm going to have reunite with all of my friends wherever I go and make sure that I have my cronies with me. No, you need to be a quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers within the Pittsburgh Steelers offense or the New York Giants offense. And that is where he's just going to play the waiting game. And the longer this goes, right? Say Pittsburgh says, fine, we are done. We're taking our captain's advice and Cam Hayward, and we're going to say, if you want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler, you're going to be a damn Pittsburgh Steeler, or you know, we'll go somewhere else. If they do that, then you know what New York's going to do? They're going to say, whatever you want, we'll do it. We'll do whatever you want.
Yeah. And which is probably what he's holding out for.
That is the first team to
tell him, hey, you can have it however you want it.
It probably is, but I applaud the Vikings for just saying, yeah, we dabbled in it. You know, the reporting of Kevin Seifert, who covers the Vikings for ESPN, was that, you know, the Vikings said there's a non-zero chance that they were looking into Aaron Rodgers being the next quarterback there, right? There's more than a non-zero. Yeah. So they were
kicking the tires,
you know, saying, all right, we'll see what's there. But they got to the point where they're like, screw it. We built this roster to help J.J. McCarthy. We built up our defense. We built up a better running game to help protect a young quarterback. We know we have weapons all over the field. We're going to roll with the young guy, and we're going to see where it is. Because Kevin O'Connell has done a phenomenal job. A phenomenal job with his quarterbacks. And you need to trust that process. And I'm sure he's going, KOC's like, we're going to roll with it, man. I know how to get through to a quarterback, and I got a young one with a blank slate. Yeah, we can go win some games.
We can work it out.
Yeah.
So it's going to be it's definitely one of the quarterback situations that I'm going to be watching the most as far as the young guys getting opportunities.
Yeah.
I am interested to see what J.J. McCarthy does or doesn't do.
I am too. He has the framework, but there are the questions, right? And his arm as a quarterback is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But between the ears, it's more than half. It's like 70% of the battle in the NFL.
We've seen plenty of guys who had arm questions have very good careers.
He's by every account.
There's more guys that have had arm questions, but great brains that have better careers than guys who have had great arms and bad brains that have had great careers.
Yep.
So,
and this is an interesting one too on the text line. Like, I would not be stunned if Aaron Rodgers pulled a fast one on everybody and went somewhere that people aren't really talking about right now. Like the text line says, go to Tennessee. I could see him going to Tennessee. I could see him seeing the Russell Wilson thing and the reports that Russ was in Cleveland and going, I'll go to Cleveland. I'll do that. I could see him doing that and going somewhere unexpected because that's who he is. But right now it does appear that Pittsburgh and the Giants are 1-2.
So we'll see where that ends up.
Oof.
We're going to pivot back to the NCAA tournament. We have two teams of the first four in. Two more teams will figure it out tonight. But what games are the most interesting in round one? We'll get to that. But first, here's the Big Kahuna Sports Center update.
You ever had a Big Kahuna burger?
One of the greatest days of the sports calendar is less than 24 hours away. The madness is upon us. It is Madness Eve. Ladies and gentlemen, let's college basketball. We've got some opening day matchups that are going to be set in stone, or are set in stone. We will know the other two participants tonight in Xavier, Texas, and then two other teams I don't care about.
Oh.
Sorry.
But you don't care about American University?
No, not unless it's followed by American military.
No, you hate America.
I do.
And Mount St. Mary's.
Does American University play in the Gulf of America?
No. I don't know where. Do you know where either one of? I think Mount St. Mary's is in New Jersey.
Yeah, I think it's New York. I think American University. I think it's in Virginia.
All right.
I think.
Mount St. Mary's. I don't even know where it is.
It's in D.C., yeah. So American University
Frederick
is in
County,
D.C.
Maryland.
Maryland. Okay. Emmitsburg, Maryland.
There you go.
Did anybody go to Mount St. Mary's? Why does Mount St. Mary's stick out to me?
St. Mary's sounds familiar because of LeBron.
Well, no. What?
St. Mary's High School?
Yeah. No, Mount St. Mary's. I don't know. I feel like there's a notable alumni from there.
Probably.
No, everybody's got some notable alumni, huh?
Even Eastern Illinois.
You're damn right. Notable people. There we go. Let's go there.
What are we working with? We're dealing with a lot of the arts.
Todd Bowles.
No kidding.
Yeah. Todd Bowles, Mount St. Mary's. There you go.
Everybody's got one.
Outside of that, boy. Do you know Edward J. Flanagan?
No.
Me neither. He founded Boys Town in 1921.
No.
Oh,
okay.
Oh. No. John Hughes. Not that
Not
John
that
Hughes.
John Hughes.
No. Archdiocese of New York from 1842 to 1864.
Yeah.
Not the same John Hughes.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, I'm not seeing much of I'm not finding anything.
So yeah, like I said, not top of my docket. Now, Xavier, Texas, that I'll tune in for.
I will, yeah.
I'll have that going on an alternate screen up in Media Row for sure.
Boy, Todd Bowles is a runaway.
Yeah.
I mean, it is not even close.
Is it better to be...
Fred Carter?
Is it better to be the 72nd best alumni from a great school or the number one alumni by far from a small school?
Because
Todd Bowles probably gets some good treatment when he goes back.
Yeah, I'll go with the big school one.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I will just go to my beloved Southern Oregon University, where Ty Burrell is a passionate alum of. But everybody knows him as an Oregon fan.
That's fair.
You know, it's like, everybody's like, yeah, he went to Oregon for a year.
Well, it's like the old joke. What do Oregon Ducks fans and Oregon State fans have in common? Neither one went to Oregon.
Well, he did. He went there for a year.
Okay.
And then he was like, I'm going to go to the Harvard of the Rogue Valley.
There you go.
I'm going to Southern Oregon University.
Usually it works the other way around, but hey.
Well, it is the Harvard of the Rogue Valley. Well, it actually, it's a mixed bag.
No?
It's a mixed bag. Yeah. Where there was a lot of people. Ian Carmel did this. Ian lived in my dorm. And then he lasted a year, and then he transferred to Portland State.
My wife did Oregon for a year, and then Portland State.
Yeah, he went up, came back up here. So it's a mixed bag. We get a little bit of both.
Well, speaking of Oregon Ducks, they have one of the more interesting games,
dude. Yeah, going down the list of intriguing matchups, that one is an intriguing matchup with Liberty.
Despite it being a larger spread, there's volatility to that game because, as we mentioned when we were talking about the preview of some of these, Liberty has one of the best three-point offenses in the country and one of the best three-point defenses in the country. And the Oregon Ducks offensively rely on that three ball quite substantially.
They can be streaky. It opens up so much when those shots are falling for Nate Biddle. But I think Biddle will be an equalizer because of how well he's been playing lately. But when Oregon is at their best, they are knocking down threes. Mm-hmm. And look, streaky teams are scary in the NCAA tournament.
On both sides.
On both sides. And if Liberty gets hot, like, watch out.
Because as a team, they shoot 40% from three.
The other thing about this Liberty team is that five of their six losses this season are within 5 points.
Because they have the ability to get right back into a game real quick.
And three of those six have been, three of those five games have been within one possession. Like, when they're losing, they're not getting blown out. So they keep it close. They keep it tight. And so that is an intriguing matchup. But, I mean, I think tomorrow when it starts, Creighton-Louisville, that game to me, I don't understand first how that's an 8-9 matchup.
Yeah.
But because you're sitting there and you're looking at that going, a one seed has got to take on either one of those teams in the round of 32.
Tough place.
That doesn't seem fair. And we talked about this earlier with the way that the SEC got swooped up all those one seeds. I mean, Auburn is the number one overall seed in the tournament, mm-hmm. and they're going to have to play Louisville or Creighton. Kalkbrenner at Creighton mm-hmm. is a disruptor.
Yeah.
And he can be a problem for you. Louisville is far better than a team that is an 8 seed. A lot of folks believe that the committee is sitting there. What were you looking at when you put Memphis on the 5 line yeah. and Louisville on the 8? Because all of the metrics kind of lead you to believe that those two would be flopped.
Yeah.
And
even though Memphis is the conference tournament champion, blah, 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 all those kind of things. Like, still, because Memphis is actually a dog to Colorado State in the opening round.
Yep. And so I'm looking forward to that. That game, Ashworth too, for Creighton, that 1-2 punch of Kalkbrenner-Ashworth. If you're Auburn, you don't want to be looking at no. that or Louisville.
No, Kalkbrenner's tested, man. Like he's stamped as far as an NCAA tournament guy. True seven footers with skill are a problem in the NCAA yeah. tournament.
And that game kicks off the tournament. Like they in the committee knew that game is going to be a hell of a
it's
game.
It's going to have some juice to it. The one that I'm watching here, it's a 2.5-point game. San Diego, Michigan. Michigan, when you're talking about volatility, it's not necessarily in the shooting. It is in the turnovers. Danny Wolf is somewhere in between 16 and 28 in the NBA draft. He's a yeah. seven-footer who's very skilled. He's an incredible passer. Like Michigan runs 4 or 5 pick and rolls with their 5 as the ball handler. It's very weird. He also has a damn near 30% turnover rate. That ball, you don't know where it's going to end up sometimes. And yeah. They are a team that can have insane amounts of turnovers.
What's interesting about this UC San Diego team, which is a darling and people love them, who's the best team that they've played this year? Like, if you look at, like, net rating or KenPom, like, they're between, I think it's 10 in net rating, the difference between Michigan, the 5 seed, and UC San Diego, the 12 seed, or 12 in KenPom. They're really close together for what the lines would tell you. But you also look at this UC San Diego team, which has been lighting up the stat sheets, and you go, what's the best team they played? Because it may be the team that got run out of the gym by North Carolina last night, and it was the first game of the season. It might be San Diego State.
Yeah, it's going to be them or Pepperdine. And they beat Pepperdine handily in game 2. But, I mean, other than that, James Madison's down. Just scrolling through Utah State. No. Yeah, it's not great.
They're not playing a lot of tournament teams.
Not great.
And so that's the question that I have about UC San Diego. Like, they are the darling. Charmin soft with the schedule.
Yeah, 100%.
And the Big West is not fantastic.
No, not to say the least. All right, we're wrapping today's show. We'll take a look at the Blazers taking on the Memphis Grizzlies minus Ja Morant. Next, as we wrap up the show, Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan. As we get out of here, the Portland Trail Blazers are taking on the Memphis Grizzlies tonight.
Oh, boy.
And I'm mad. No Ja Morant. They don't play the Grizzlies again the rest of the season. So unless the Grizzlies and Blazers play in the first week of the season next year, it will go 3 calendar years without Ja Morant being active in Portland.
That's crazy to think about.
It happened with Joel Embiid. He went 3.5 years between 2017 and 2021.
Really?
It happened? Yeah. And it happens actually quite often, because Portland is an outpost.
Yeah.
It's usually at the end of a long trip, either coming up the West Coast, or maybe you have one more and you're going to Denver and you're like, screw this, we're going to rest before we go into altitude. And it's just something that the league has to take care of, man. I'm sick and tired of it. Now, Ja's out
team
with a hamstring tonight.
Would do that.
And it would. It actually would, because now you're looking at it like it becomes a trip that's much more manageable, as does adding Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden, when you go to the West, you play more games in a shorter trip span. And those are the kind of things where you can probably avoid some of this.
That's what baseball is looking at, you know, the University of Portland, too. Or the University of Portland. They're looking at Portland for baseball, too, because the Mariners. Like, the Mariners are an outpost city.
They're nowhere near anything.
The closest team is Oakland?
Sacramento.
Well, now, see, this year, Sacramento.
So they're a little closer.
Yeah, but then you take the A's and you plop them in Vegas.
Now it's even further.
It's crazy to think about how far away the Mariners are, isolated from everybody else.
It's why Utah and Portland make so much sense.
Yeah, for Major League Baseball?
Yes.
I hope. Keep my fingers crossed.
Those drawings are beautiful.
The drawings are beautiful. Drawings get me every time.
The renderings, man, they get you.
It's like the Master's dinner menu gets me. I just get roped in and I just look at them. Tony Gwynn instructional hitting videos. Just things I just love to look at.
Lamb. What's yours? What's your main course?
When I win the Masters. When I win the Masters, I'm going steak too.
Okay.
Like I'm going steak and I'm going to go. My fish option is going to be salmon.
That's got to be, yeah.
It's going to be salmon. It's, yeah. I'm going steak and I'm going salmon.
Pacific salmon.
That you're, what are we talking about?
Yeah, that Atlantic salmon they have at Costco. We're not doing what are we
that?
Doing here?
We're not doing that.
Come on.
I mean, we're going to go and we're going to catch it with our bare hands, damn it. Yeah, and then I'm going like mashed potatoes, maybe a little rosemary mashed potatoes, huh? Yeah.
Rosemary. Severely underrated.
Let's go. I'll get you the rest of my menu later. All right. I'm going to Mexico.
Enjoy.
Yeah, you guys enjoy going up to ALNA tomorrow.
We will.
And I'll be back next week. Up next, you got 4 hours of power from their mouths to your ears. It's primetime with Isaac and Suk. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Bye.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.